response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for Other People's Problems. OPP is the way we shorten it. And what do we have today?
We have Stephanie today. She's going through a rough patch in her marriage. We're gonna try to help her out.
We are? With divorce attorneys?
Okay, absolutely not.
Well, that's what I know best. Stephanie?
Yai.
Sorry about whatever's happening. How can we help?
So I don't need an attorney. I have one.
Wait, are you serious?
Well, I mean, yeah, you start the conversation. So.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I was being flippant.
No, it's okay. It's just what's going on right now. So my husband and I are going through this rough patch. Like I said, I've already contacted lawyers. I want to get divorced. I'm done.
Okay.
Wait, that's not the bad part. My husband wants us to stay together for the kids. And
okay.
I don't want to do that. I think it's not the thing to do. But then my 9-year-old gave me a note actually to read to you guys because he knows I listen to the show all the time. So
are you being serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I love you guys, you know? So do you mind if I read you the letter that my son wrote?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. I'm scared.
No, not at all. This is what we're doing here today. We need to talk a little more so I'm not such a J-hole at the beginning and ones that are serious.
Well.
But
I'm sorry, did you say how old your son was?
She said 9.
9? Okay.
He's 9. Yeah. So this is a letter that he wrote for you guys. Yai.
Yai,
buddy.
Yeah, he's a great kid. Yai, I have a question for your show. I think my mom and dad are going to break up. I'm 9 and my sister is 6. My mom and dad fight all the time and scream a lot. And my dad sleeps downstairs now. I hear them yelling about us too, and it makes me cry. I don't want them to be mad at me anymore. I don't want them to get divorced. If they get divorced, they will make me choose who I want to live with, and I don't know who. I want to live with my mom and dad, not just one of them. I'm mad and sad a lot, and I want to make it stop. We hear people call in for help on your show all the time, so please help me. How do I make my family happy? I just want my family to be happy.
That's rough.
How did you feel when you read that? Like the first time?
I mean, I would do anything for my kids. I would do anything for my kids. My husband and I are not on the same page about basically anything. And I don't know if them being in a home where mom and dad are not on the same page about everything is healthy either.
I will say I stayed married far longer than I should have.
And do you think that affected your kids?
Do you think they knew?
For sure.
We always know.
You always know. And we're stupid to think you don't. Yeah. Even when you're quiet about fighting, they're not stupid.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I ever once heard my parents actually fight. But just knew.
You just sense it.
So.
But I mean, that doesn't mean it's the wrong thing to do because.
No.
Like when, if they're four, I don't know the answer, and I don't know really what... Are you asking us if you should stay, or are you asking how you navigate this? Like, what are you asking us?
To him.
I mean, all options are on the table at this point. Because I would do anything for my kid, but...
But are you miserable in a marriage?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
So is quote unquote staying for your kid useful at all? Because they're just looking at mom going, she's so upset.
This is how being a grown up is.
Yeah. And they're getting the wrong idea of what love is.
Right.
What marriage is, what love is, what life is, all of it.
Which is what I keep trying to tell my husband, but then you're, you know.
Your kid says that you're mad at him. Like that broke my heart.
Yeah.
Like, let me just get the phone number in really quick because I know this is super common. 303-222-5423. You can text, you can call, you can... Eric, I know, well, divorced parents, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I think that they split at the right time. Like, we didn't know for a long time. I was 13. Mm. My brother was just leaving for college, which was really tough. I think it was harder on him than the rest of us because we were there. So... I don't know that staying for the kids is really all that useful because inevitably, but then also part of me is like, maybe you guys are just going through a rough patch.
You asked her if she's miserable and she didn't hesitate.
Yeah, but I like to believe in love.
I think you should stay together for the kids.
For how long?
Whoa.
Because
I, so did I, but I'm curious why.
Because I think... As a kid, I mean, hearing your letter, and I'm sure if you could go back to like 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old Erica, whatever, what you wanted was your family. And I think if you do anything for your kids, they want their family. And I think you work on your relationship and you do whatever it takes to keep the family together for your kids. I think the biggest decision you make in life is when you get married until you have kids. Mm-hmm. And then when you have kids, it's like, my happiness is third, really. It's like my kids first, my wife second, mine third. And so that's how I would approach it. It's like, if my kids aren't happy,
but don't,
that's what's most important, is what can I do to provide the most stable, loving, nurturing environment for my kids?
But it's not stable or loving, dude. That's where I take issue with what you're saying.
But I know, but who is responsible for making it stable or loving? Both partners.
Very true.
Mom and dad. So, Stephanie... Do you feel like you're doing everything you can? I mean, I don't know your husband, so like he could be the worst guy ever.
Done anything irreparable that you just need, like, is it, I mean, if he abuses you or whatever, this is over. But I doubt that that's why you're here.
No, he is a good dad. I will give him that. He's a very good dad.
Could you focus on that for a few years?
My thing is, though, because I
know, but don't you feel like every marriage that's a really long marriage, they will turn around and say, years 7 through 8, or okay, that's only 1 year. Years 7 through 10 were really hard. And is this just the really hard?
Hard and miserable are...
But we've maybe
perspective
learned maybe that she's left. Not... That you guys as a couple are not doing everything you could. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Like, the calls I'd like to hear, is there a better age? Is 6 too young? Or is there a point where, not to drag Erin into this in a weird way because her sister passed, but it's like the 2-year-old,
or like,
this is terrible, but he probably won't even remember her.
Yeah, that's very
true. So there's a point where the 6-year-old is old enough to remember them being married. So it's like, you've gone too far. Like, you should have divorced sooner.
And the earliest memories are now going to be mom and dad hate each other.
Yes. So you should have done it when they were younger, or now you're on the ride till, I think your parents, Erica, probably were like, this one's going to college. This is the time.
Yeah. I think that they were like, there's no more skirting around this.
Right.
Yeah.
It is time.
I think regardless of the age of the kid, it happens. Even if it's younger, they might not remember mom and dad happy together, like the family. But I think there will always be an ache for it.
Oh, yeah.
If they are exposed to good family. Like,
even if they don't know. No, I think just in general, you have an ache for... It's like they say all the time, no matter... You have... Like, your dad could be out of the picture. He's not in your life at all, but you crave him. You want to impress your dad, even though he could be the worst guy ever. Right. But he's your dad. And there's just nothing...
But what you said was like, kids just want like to see their family. And part of me is like splitting up and finding someone to build a, not a new family, but a extension of. That's been the best thing in the world for me and my siblings. Our extended now, you know, steps are a huge part of our lives.
Stephanie, why don't you hang on? We want to say thank you and sorry for the way I was being at the beginning. I didn't realize it was this serious, but okay. I respect that you've said out loud you're willing to do anything. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
But should that willingness to do anything include being absolutely miserable? And if so, for how long? Or should you, as Tiak is saying, find a way to not be miserable? Find a way to be a family? I don't know how that works.
Well, at one point, you weren't miserable. Mm-hmm. There's something there. Like that you, I think it takes a lot of work. It takes both partners. So if your husband isn't willing to do it, then that's...
But he already said done, he is. But he wants to stay together. So,
I mean, there's good in there. There's the good that brought you two together, started the family. It's something there. It's the deal you made.
Hang on, Stephanie. 9-year-old who wrote us that letter. I don't know how she didn't cry.
Yeah.
I started to cry. Like,
she took a little pauses. She may have been.
Yeah. 9-year-old wrote us a letter, 6-year-old sister. Stephanie is already lawyered up. But her husband wants to stay together for the kids. And now that she's read this letter, she's considering it. Any advice you have, we'll take. 303-222-5423.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to help Stephanie out. She's already lawyered up. Her and her husband just are not seemingly compatible.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry. I'm so distracted because while we were doing this, like Erica talked about how like you just know your parents are fighting and her mom is listening back home. And
hi,
like,
mom.
And like, oh, like her mom is like having this epiphany that like, oh my God, your kid's new. And it's like, it's not ideal.
Well, maybe she went, don't put salt inside her. She wasn't texting me about that. She was just texting that she is listening. And then I said, I'm sorry you're hearing this. Because it's gotta
be tough.
You don't
think she did anything wrong?
Not at all. I think my parents did everything right. They stayed together a really long time. We have the best family in the world. Totally. But I can't imagine being like my mom or like our caller. Like, it just think about your kids and you're like, ooh, should I have done something
different? Is the right thing to stay, like Tiak says, because your kids want family. They want to feel that connection. Right. Mm-hmm. Or is the right thing to show them more what two loving, healthy people can be like?
But I think you should do not just stay and don't work it out. Like, you should do everything in your power to make it better. Because, like, we're acting like, oh, I just woke up one day and I ended up with kids with this guy. It's like, no, you married him. You made the decision. You were together for years.
Yes.
And now you've drifted apart or whatever. Can you not get any of it back? Like, this isn't a random person that you're waking up next to. Maybe people change and maybe you feel that way, but maybe you could go to counseling or something.
But then she read a letter that her son wrote that was basically pretty heartbreaking because he was like, I don't want my parents to be mad at me. I don't want to choose between my parents. I just want to be a family. So it's like, I think the interesting thing that you said that I know we got to get to calls here, but it's like, it's the drift apart. I've never noticed that phrase before. Never thought about it, but like, you have an affair, you're ripped apart.
Mm-hmm.
But if you drifted apart, you were actively involved in that. You let it drift. Like, if you don't correct, it'll drift.
Yeah.
You have to continue to make corrections or you drift. And if you're drifting left and he's drifting right, you're divorced. If you let it drift too far.
Really uplifting stuff today on the Slacker Show.
Megan?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. What do you think Stephanie should do?
I'm going to say don't stay together for the kids. My parents did that, and every couple years during my childhood, they would say, oh, this is it. We're finally getting divorced now. And then
they involved you in it?
Yes, and it was so hard to go through that process every couple of years. And then I didn't really know what a healthy relationship looked like because that wasn't modeled for me.
It's so hard because then on one hand, you could say healthy is choosing to work things out to an extent.
Mm-hmm. That's what I talk about. Like, that's the responsibility of the parent is to model a healthy relationship, even if that means making the one you're in happier.
And dealing with the conflict.
Yeah. I know, dude. Yeah. But just, man, when it's broken, it's...
There is a point of no return, and it's just figuring out where that point is.
But I'm going to go back to the drift thing. If they're just drifting apart, then you have to fix it.
I agree with that. I think...
You have to at least try.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to jump on the internet and hire a lawyer. It takes 2 seconds. It takes a lot longer to put your marriage back together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One's easy, one's hard. And you should do the hard one. Sierra.
Yai.
What do you think Stephanie should do?
So I think that kids of any age soak in tension and negativity, whether that's shame or blame or whatever. And if she is feeling, I might have missed if she said how long she's been having issues or how long she's been feeling.
She didn't really
say. Yeah. I mean, if it was if it's been a long time coming and it hasn't just been like a year of hard, the kids are going to pick up on that. And it's better not to be in that environment. It's really hard for a couple, I think, to get past things like that if it's been forever.
Yeah.
So you might as well just separate. I think the biggest thing, you know, I grew up with divorced parents and they just talked crap about each other.
Don't do that.
That's so hard.
Yeah. So I think the thing is, the best thing for the kids is to have a good co-parenting relationship. She said he's a good dad, but they're not going to have a good co-parenting relationship if they don't have a good relationship to start just between the two of them. So to me, I would say go down the divorce route if this isn't truly like a, you know, sudden thing and things are bad right now.
Oh, thank you for the call. This is just, I will say this, you guys internally know that my divorce was rough.
Yeah.
But I do not. We do. Neither one of us talk crap about each other.
That's the number one thing.
It's so important.
Especially the ages your kids are now.
Yeah. Emily?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think she's missing the point of this letter. My concern is she didn't even say that she was heartbroken that her son wrote this letter.
Yeah.
And then she needs to address that he is not responsible for the parents' emotions. Like, regardless of what they do, whether they get divorced or stay together, they're both all going to need therapy. Mm-hmm. But this kid is feeling like he's responsible for the parents' emotions.
And that's
even
not
fair.
Even
for the fact that he said, I need to make them happy. And that is not good. I mean, if everybody's unhappy, it's probably best not for them to stay together. In my opinion, I think a happy mother and a happy father is going to make happy children, regardless of the situation, because, you know, kids are going to love their parents. You should always work together so that the kids are seeing both parents, but the kid needs to be sat down and talked to about how, you know, the parents are never, if they were to get separated, then they would never permit one kid from seeing another parent unless there's violence or abuse.
Yeah, and it didn't sound like we were there. So thank you for the call. Ashley?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Sorry. I called in initially because I just thought, give her my number. Because I think it's really important for people who are going through a divorce, especially moms, to have someone to talk to. I went through mine 8 years ago. It's not something that I would ever recommend to people who are just like bored. It's very hard.
Yeah.
But I do think if she were to go see a therapist just herself, and just talk to that therapist about what she's experiencing, that would give her a lot of peace when she does make her decision. Cause it sounds to me like she already has.
Yeah.
And my kids were 7 and 2.5 when we separated and were quickly divorced afterwards. And it was the best decision I've ever made. He was a total butthead to me, but I would say that I do know for statistically that around 14 is the worst age for a child to experience divorce.
The worst age or the best age?
Worst. That's when their hormones are kicking in.
That's exactly when we did it.
Teenagers are rough.
Yeah.
And when they're younger, they can kind of, you know, roll with more punches before all those hormones kick in.
And this kid was 9, right?
Yeah. 9 his sister was 6.
And mine is 7 and 2, and I've been happily unmarried with my man for 7 years, and they think he walks on water, and they love their dad just as much, you know. Well, yeah. So obviously more because it's their dad, but it's...
So you're basically saying do it now. Now's the better time to do it, like, because if you wait, then you're screwing up a teenager. They're already screwed up, and you're making it because you were a teenager.
I was 13.
Yeah. It just depends on how.
Hate love. I probably became more of a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, but off the air, you're always talking about how much your mom screwed you.
Hey, that is not funny, Mom. That's not true. You're such a butthead.
I think Erica and I are getting a divorce. You guys, seriously, I didn't mean to make it goofy at the end. Like, we would love more advice because this is such a hot button. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't think anybody thinks stay together.
No,
other
we have
than
a
T-Hack.
Lot of texts saying that T-Hack is wrong.
Yeah, no one even said, hey, try. And that's pretty sad.
303.
Yikes.
222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.